Pass. All right, so you need to learn to discern. Now, if you have a dream that's just kind of crazy and stupid and you don't know what it means, don't worry about it. Because what will happen is the Spirit of God will give you the interpretation. Now, this vision God gave me about the five tornadoes, I honestly didn't know what it meant, but I kept telling people it's the World Trade Center. Is Mel and Kitty here? Did they go back to Cleveland? Because I know she had hurt her knee. Is Mel and Kitty here? I always like to confirm what I'm saying when I say something. But 5 days before the World Trade Center had its attack, I found those pictures again. And I went in and showed Mel. I said, see the it's the one that's on the cover of the magazine. I said, see this? The World Trade Center is going to get hit by terrorists. Something's going to happen. I said, Mel, that's got to be what that's going to be. And I went and put the picture back in the closet saying, well, it may not be, but 10 years from now, I don't know. But I'm not even going to talk about it anymore because nothing's happened. 5 days later, there I am in the office. And all of a sudden, I mean, the wall that runs in front of there is Wall Street. Remember, there's a wall. I was walking up a street with a bunch of preachers. Church Street runs in front of Wall Street. Oh, you don't hear me. Everything is symbolic. That even the church I saw where the people were in is the church that I found out. I didn't know this till after all this happened. A man at Ground Zero had some people told me. He says, that church you saw is Trinity Church where George Washington was sworn in. It's made out of rock. You said there was a church of rock. Go out the back door, and that's where the World Trade Center was. And in your drawing that you made 3 years ago, you showed the tornadoes coming through the back of that church. He said, that's exactly where it is. So everything happens. So sometimes God will give you bits and pieces to pray about to show you something, but you won't always get that. Isn't that right, Dad? But you won't always get the full meaning of it. My point is simply this. Learn to listen to the visions and dreams of the Holy Spirit. If you don't know what it is, write it down. Write it down in detail. Get the details, by the way, when you wake up, because you won't remember some details unless, heaven knows that's true. Write it down. Don't let it bug you unless your spirit gets heavy. And if your spirit gets heavy, start praying and interceding about it. Now, if you dream about a snake,